living in urgent times, if you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, good afternoon, my friends. It is September 9th, 2024, and it's a beautiful sunny day here in Philadelphia. And boy, do I have a powerful program lined up for you today. But let us begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we offer this program up to you today, to your Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We pray for all those who are listening, or for all those who need to listen. We thank you and praise you in advance for all that you are about. We give you all of our troubles, our worries today, and we pray that this is a joyful day. In your holy name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Before I introduce our guest today, I wanted to offer our condolences to the Goudreau family, Johnny and Maddie Goudreau. As many of you know, were killed in a drunk driving accident. A drunk driver hit them both and killed them. Eddie Morris, who is an amazing guest with me so many times over the past few years, Johnny Goudreau is his son-in-law. Most of you probably wouldn't know that, but Johnny's eldest daughter, Meredith, married Johnny Goudreau. And so he is suffering with his beautiful daughter and family as well as the Goudreau family. But again, when you hear me say Eddie Moe, that's a son-in-law, Johnny Hockey, Johnny Goudreau, and of course, Matthew. And his beautiful daughter, Meredith, who was married to Johnny, announced today from the altar at St. Mary Magdalene in Media, Pennsylvania, that she was expecting her third child. They have a little one, Noah, and then they have little Johnny, who's like 7 months old. And she had told Johnny that she was pregnant. And so today she told the, I guess, over 3,000 to 4,000 people that were packing the church and the overflow rooms and those who were watching on streaming on the networks that she was expecting her third child. So let us pray and really, really intercede for the Goudreau family who lost two sons, and also for Eddie Morris's family, Meredith, who was married to Johnny Hockey. And let us pray for the Lord to console their hearts and to take care of their children, and that this would be a day that they would be consoled by the thousands upon thousands of hockey players and coaches and people and fans who love these two amazing brothers. So I don't know if you saw or watched it stream online, but the priest from Boston College who knew both of them was so powerful, so, so powerful. And what a witness to all of us, how much these two brothers loved each other, how they always said, I love you, to each other all the time, and how the parents raised them. So we have so much to be grateful for. And again, Eddie Morris is part of, in his Sign Catholic Radio Network family, he's been a friend and a guest, oh gosh, probably 4 or 5 years with me. And I just want to praise and thank God for his friendship and ask that all of you pray for his family and the Goudreau family today in a very special way. But in the meantime, my friends, we have, you know, an old friend, an amazing guy coming on the radio with us today. And his name is Marty Rotella. And Marty, as you know, is a 3-time Grammy nominee. He's well known throughout the world as an evangelist, retreat director, singer, songwriter, man of so many talents. And he's going to be sharing his personal medical story with all of you, and also all the amazing songs that are coming out of this journey, and also asking, in a very special way, you know, he has prayed for so many people all over the world so many times, and his music is healing, it's consoling, and what has happened to him And how in the world does he keep up this fight? You know, it's one thing to fight and pray for people when you're healthy, but when you're vulnerable and you're praying for others, it's so powerful. I remember a friend, Father Larry Hess. Those of you who are on the East Coast probably remember Father Larry Hess and his prayer cards, green and gold. And Father Larry used to call me El Capitan, and we would laugh on the phone and laugh in person. But one day he called to tell me that he had cancer, and I didn't know what to say. And I simply said in a childlike manner, "Father, you pray for people all the time and they're healed. What's the deal, Father? You have cancer and you're not healed." He didn't have an answer for me. He just laughed and said, "It's all in God's will. It's all in God's will." And of course, he passed away. So I always think about how we think that people who pray for us have to be perfect, spiritually, emotionally, or physically. And they're not. We're not. God wants to use the imperfect to heal what he wants, not what we want. And we are not the healers. We are nothing more than instruments of his healing. So Marty's music, I can't imagine the number of songs. I used to keep up with the amount of songs he's written, and I think it was 2000, a couple years ago. So I'm sure it's way up there. And I know he sent me clips of some of his new music. Because I'm not in the studio, I can't use it. But I promise Marty, when he gets better, that we are going to play with some of his new music, which is amazing. And I hope that he has, we're hoping that the Holy Spirit leads us to talk about some of that. I mean, he's never, ever stale in what the Holy Spirit wants of him. You know, I want to talk about any downtime he has. Like, do you ever have downtime when you feel like the Lord has abandoned you? So if you're just tuning in and you know someone who needs a dose of hope today, you tell them to tune into this program today, because Marty Rotella will be on with me. And I'm waiting for him to call from Northern New Jersey, and I pray that all the lines are cleared and that we will not have a problem connecting, because we're in two different states and we're connecting into a third state. So God is good. He has a plan. And Marty has quite a story to tell. But in the meantime, I just want you to remember the Gaudreau family, Eddie Morris and his family. It will be on the news tonight, I'm sure, again, as it has been for the last week, to pray for this family and pray for consolation and pray for the children and unborn children that are soon to come into this beautiful world of ours, how their fathers are enveloped and embraced their calling and their mission for God. So let us thank you, Jesus, for all of that. And I'm praying that Marty did not forget. I did not speak to him today. I spoke to him on Friday. So God willing, all is well, and we'll be connected in just a few moments. But Marty has been on quite a journey, and I was stunned to hear of his journey about a month or so ago. Maybe it was in the beginning of the summer, and I was stunned, and I think you'll be stunned. He hasn't shared it so much publicly. He has on retreats, but not so much publicly. So that's why I asked him, Marty, you have such a story to share with our listeners. So God willing, he will get into the studio, call into the studio, and all will be well. All will be well, because it's not easy to, sometimes things happen and phone numbers get mixed up or lost. I've seen this time after time over 20 plus years in radio, and I laugh because I know the Lord has a funny sense of humor with me, leaving me high and dry, as I say with Kathleen McCarthy on the clothesline. So, Jesus, we thank you and praise you for all that you're about. We know that you want Marty on the air, and I pray through the power of the Holy Spirit that we connect and that we're good and that you can hear me on the air, again, because I'm calling in from another state, and Marty's calling in from another state. But God has a plan. And last week, they did a replay of my broadcast when I announced that I was coming back, and it was my first program. And a beautiful listener named Mary, if you're listening today, I've been praying for you. And I pray that all works out well for you, Mary. And all the people who have asked for prayers, know that you are never forgotten. Never, never forgotten. So be at peace, my friends. Be at peace. Know that when you call into this radio network, God has a plan. And not only me, but Kathleen and Ken Johnson and Dr. Raymond and Grace Marquet and so many people are praying for you. Father Doug McKay, God is good. God is good. Now I'm concerned that Marty is having a problem calling in or that something happened and that I lost him. So, God, you have a funny sense of humor, and I'm asking that you please let Marty get through. Marty, do we have you?
I'm here.
Okay. I'm here. I didn't hear that you were on.
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, but barely hear you.
Oh, hi.
Welcome, Marty. I'm thrilled to have you on the line. I thought, something happened with the transmission. Marty, tell our listeners a little bit about your medical journey, and because most people don't know it, and because we need to pray for you, but if you don't mind, you don't have to share everything, but share with our listeners so we can set up how the Holy Spirit is using you.
Well, first of all, can you hear me? That's the main thing right now.
Now I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now
okay.
I can.
Hello, everybody. The last year has been pretty tough. I've gone through a lot with my health, and they found out in February that I have what's called MDS. MDS is a blood cancer, and its cure can only come from what's called a bone marrow transplant. So that's going to be happening possibly the way it looks at the end of October. I'm doing some pre-chemo work right now. I'm in very good hands of some great doctors, and God has been awesome. What's been really awesome is where he has been leading me during all this time of preparing for this, healing some fears, healing some anxieties, and he's doing that through words called joy and support. We can get into those words. Of course, there's hope. These words have been really popping up in my journey right now, and it's been an awesome journey, both with friends and people and God. So that's where we start. So let's talk.
Marty, I just shared a little story about Father Larry Hess. You may remember him. Whenever he went out and he prayed over people, most of them were healed. And then he called me one day and said he had cancer. So I remember thinking, scratching my head, okay, you go out and pray over people and they're healed and then you have cancer. It's the same with you. Your music continues to heal the hearts, the spiritual hearts of so many people throughout the world. I don't know how you keep the hope going. Let's talk about the hope and joy. Marty, there has to be times you've been pretty sick. And the dark days, how in the world do you keep joy and hope going in your life?
Well, the whole thing here is it's a pretty simple journey. When you sit down and you allow God to speak to your heart, let him in, because we're always talking. The key here is I look at some of the great saints, and one of my favorite is the Saint Therese of the Little Flower. I look at some of the great saints, you know, like this Carlos Acutis, you know, who passed away with leukemia. And here are the people doing the greatest work, which led them into sainthood, right into heaven. And if you're doing the greatest work and you're trying so hard to really, you know, bring people back so they don't fall into hell and you want them in heaven with God for the rest of eternity, it doesn't matter if he allows a sickness or an illness to come in. So I don't even look at it that way. I look at it in the fact that I'm on a sabbatical right now, and he's writing songs through me. He's showing me talks that I'm going to give next year, I think, called Basics. I'm writing them all out. He's doing so much through me during this time. And then when it's all, I can offer up what I go through. And when it's all over, I can go back out in the world and give even more. I don't look at it like, oh, I'm in pain. Why me? Woe is me. I look at it like, wow, I'm on a journey like, you know, a lot of other great saints, and use it, Blessed Mother. I give everything to the Blessed Mother. Use it. And if it's being used to help people, I'm happy.
This is an unusual message, Marty. Now, you know and I know that one would never hear this in the secular media or on the news. I mean, you're saying, wow, I have a specific type of blood cancer, and wow, the Lord is using me. But you have to open yourself to the Holy Spirit. You're like, who's the can opener? How does that happen to someone who's suffering? Talk to somebody right now who's saying, sure, that works for Marty Ratella. But talk to the person in the hospital or the nursing home or somebody who just got home and is very sick. What's the can opener to open up to that joy and support?
No, you know what people are saying? Yeah, Marty Ratella, yeah, Marty, you're so great. Yeah, you're close to God. No, I went through days of fears. I went through days of anxiety. I went through days of getting angry with God. Hey, you stopped my whole schedule. You know, I want to go out and do this for you. But then when you sit, you have to stop and sit and listen. We're always talking. How dare you, God? Hey, God, where are you? Are you kidding me? No, stop and listen. And when you listen, that's when he clears it up. That's where he shows you the joy and the hope. You know, the word is support. This is so powerful. He showed me support. Now, how did he show me that? You get support from two areas. The first area is God himself. I'm consecrated to Jesus through the heart of Mary. So Mary is my support. What she does is, I'm not a great person. It's because I'm consecrated to her that she sends me support. And I'm lifted. And I never miss the Eucharist. I go to church every morning. I receive Jesus. So that lifts me. There's the joy. You see, I stop and listen, stop and receive, stop and allow Mary to hold my hand. This is powerful. Then the other support is other human beings. My family is stepping up. My son called me from California when this all started. He said, Dad, you've been giving to the world for 45 years. He said, stop giving right now and receive. Let other people give to you. That's powerful. That's a part of sainthood. Sainthood is to stop and allow others to give to you. So I feel the support of the people closest to me, family and friends. As I stop and I listen on my couch in my apartment, I feel the prayer of all over the world, people that are praying for me all over the world, because my music's everywhere. People are using it right now as we're talking, and I feel the prayer coming through the window. I feel the prayer coming through the walls. Now, how could that be? Well, Jesus walked through the walls after he resurrected. He walked right into the apostles. The doors were locked. So the prayers come right through the walls. I can feel it. But you can't feel it unless you stop. And you have to listen. It's powerful.
Well, Marty, I have a particular person. I don't even know this person's name. I see this person while we're talking, and they're begging for prayer, and they have no family support, and they've been away from the church, and they're in a desperate situation. And they're saying, give me hope. And of course, you have the Eucharist. You have the ability to attend Mass every day. But what can a person who's stuck in a nursing home or a hospital bed right now do to tap into this joy, Marty?
Not easy. It's not easy. That's a simple. But it's up to you. You can't change anyone else. You can only work on yourself. So no matter where you are, no matter what your situation is, no matter what support you get or don't get, it's up to you. So you can sit there and just be miserable, or you can sit there and start saying, okay, let me start. How? again, stop, listen. What are the most important things that give you joy when you're out there, when you're out in the world? If you're stuck in a bed right now in a hospital, that's one thing. But what gives you joy? I'm in a park right now, and I'm looking at a creek. Creek gives me joy. I'm looking at the trees, and the breeze are making the trees move, okay? So I can do that. I can close my eyes and picture a beautiful tree, the birds singing. I can picture a beautiful blue sky with clouds and the sun coming up. I could picture children singing and laughing. You see, the key is that we can stay in the negative, or we can move above that and go into the positive. But it's up to you. I'm sorry to say that. There is no magic here. But it's up to you. I can't change anyone else. I can only work on myself. So I'm going to see the positives. That's powerful.
So in the midst of your suffering through this cancer and then soon to have a bone marrow transplant, Marty, what is evolving from your heart in terms of music? Is it healing music? Is it praise music? What is it?
It's definitely healing. The first song that I wrote during the whole thing was called The Lord Alone. Now, what does that mean? And this is going to help the people that are in the hospital that have no support. This is going to help you. You see, all we have is the Lord alone, because he never leaves us. Our families could have left us, our friends. Maybe there's not a good diagnosis. But Jesus never leaves. And when he's there, he's smiling. When he's there, he is mercy. See? His greatest attribute, mercy, pure love. And that's the key. So the Lord alone, when you close your eyes and you think about the trees and the creeks and the ocean, whatever satisfies you and lifts you into joy, think of Jesus. Think of him smiling there, putting his arms around you. That's the key. The Lord alone never leaves me. So I sit there and I wrote the song called The Lord Alone. He never leaves me. The Lord alone. Wow. You love me that much? There are billions and billions of people out there, but you never leave me? Wow, man. And when you start thinking of this stuff, it's awesome. It's a giant wow. It's not just wow. It's wow. Yeah. This God is wow. And, you know, there's a little group of family, 8 kids in South Dakota that come to see me when I sing and speak there. And they go, God is wow. And I call it the mountain lion wow. The whole, all 8 of them, they just scream it out, wow. So I give you that now. I give you that right now. So just do it. Just scream out, wow. He's the Lord alone. He never leaves me. Wow. He's powerful, people. This is really powerful.
I just can't imagine someone who's just tuning in saying, who is this guy saying, wow? And if you're just tuning in, our special guest today is Marty Rotella, and he has been diagnosed with a form of blood cancer, and he will be undergoing a bone marrow transplant in October. But in the midst of all this, his fight for the fight, he has written some amazing music. And he's tapped into the heart of Christ, the wow, the powerful wow. So, Marty, I want you to just keep on going because you're on fire, the wow. And so if somebody right now is in a car on the Schuylkill Expressway or up by you near New York, wow, just wow.
Hey, listen
wow.
to this.
Need to praise God.
We started to talk about the songs that he's been writing through me during all this. The first one I just told you was The Lord Alone. The second one he wrote through me is called I Will. And what I noticed is I Will is him speaking to me, to you, the person that's in the car driving on a Schuylkill, the person that's in the hospital right now. He's talking to you. He says, I will. And where is it? Where is that? That's throughout the Old Testament where he says, I will prepare a house for you. I will bring you to heaven with me. See, I will. He says that. You got to believe it. Now, That's the first two verses of the song. The last verse is us speaking to him. I will. Well, what will we do? I will believe in your mercy. You see, there's only one sin that's going to be hard to get into heaven, and that's the sin against the Holy Spirit. Not believing that God is merciful and loving. Well, I tell you, I will. So if he says to me, Marty, I will have a house prepared for you. I will help you get through this. And then I say, I will believe in your mercy. It's powerful. It's powerful. The other song he just wrote for me right after that is called I Kiss You With My Heart. Now, this is powerful because the verses say, like, I can kiss you with my lips. I can kiss you with my eyes. I can kiss you with my mind. I can kiss you with my sighs. But what's more important than that, I can kiss you with my heart. That's God. God kisses you with his heart. He holds you in his arms. And it's so powerful because his heart is this pure love. That's what you're going to see when you're passing this earth. This light that's pure love. You're going to be drawn into heaven like, wow. So he surrounds you with his arms. He brings you in. This is powerful. And I kiss you with my heart. And then he tells you, go out and do the same to others. Kiss them with your heart. That's the journey. See, I can't change anyone else, but I can only work on Marty Rotella. And you know what I want to do? I want to go out there. And everybody I meet every day, I want to try to kiss them with my heart, which is the heart of God inside of me.
I can't imagine how powerful you'll be in the hospital when you're undergoing the bone marrow transplant. You'll probably be converting the whole hospital and doctors and nurses with your wow. They'll be saying, wow. I wish I had a hidden camera in the room because knowing you, that hospital will never be the same, nor your doctors or nurses. They won't know what hit them
very important that you're talking about here, okay? You're talking about something that didn't happen yet. You're talking about something in the future. You're talking about something that's about a month and a half away. Let me just tell you something. This is powerful. Jesus was showing me, as I sat on my couch in my apartment, alone, he said to me, stop looking to the future. He said, I give you enough today. Stay with today. What is today? Now, this morning, I had to go see my oncologist. So I took my blood. They checked my blood count. Perfect. I did that. So I had to stay in the day. Then I came on the radio with you. Tonight, I'm singing at a small prayer group. So that's today. Tomorrow, I have a conference call at 11. So the key is I'm not going too far. I'm not thinking of that. See, stay in the day. It rhymes. Stay in the day. It's really powerful. And then don't go too far into the future. My son called me when I received this, and he said, "Hey, Dad, you know," he said, "forget the past, forget the future." He said, "Stay in the day." This is the powerful. Here's my son, 43 years old, calling me from California. He wants to come in here and help me and be there for me, but he can't. So he calls me every day. And he gives me this wisdom, and there it is, stay in the day. I said, Jesus just told me that on my couch just the other day, Mikey. So it's powerful.
Well, speaking of powerful, Marty, I want you to stay on the line. My friends, we're going to cut to a commercial, and when we come back, we have so much more to cover with Marty Rotella, so stay tuned.
You're listening to In His Sign, Catholic Radio. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We often think of the scripture where the disciples were walking to Emmaus, where they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us as Jesus spoke to us on the road?" As we travel along the road together in our Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Camden Diocese, we thank God for our loyal circle of family and friends. Please consider sponsoring one of our new programs in the name of your parish priest, family member, or friend. it would be a beautiful way of helping us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Give us a call at 610-527-2906 or visit us on the web at inhissign.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, on Thy Will Be Done. Our special guest today is Marty Rotella. Marty was diagnosed with a blood cancer, and we're talking about how he's fighting the fight and how God is using him in the moment. And before we went to break, Marty was sharing how his son had called him and how he had received the message from the Lord on his couch of staying in the day. Marty, that's a song, Stay in the Day. It's a song.
Yep.
You and, Stay in the Day. You and your son need to write it.
I got a little saying. It's really simple. I think I've told you this on the air before. You know, step by step, day by day, plant the seed, get out of the way. You see, we spend too much time thinking about, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, and did that work? Should I pray more? Don't do it. Just go step by step, day by day, plant the seed. You can plant seeds all over. Smile, love, prayer, get out of the way. Let God do the rest. You know, get out of the way. It's so powerful, so simple.
I love it, Marty. You know what you're removing? You know, by the way, listeners, if you're just tuning in, we never prepare what we're going to say on the air. Marty and I just ride side saddle, don't we, Marty? It's like, what does the Lord want? We're always like, what does the Lord want? He'll lead us. But, you know, when you said stay in the day, just had such a strong sense of listeners who live in constant anxiety, can't even stay in the moment. And there's such power, isn't there, of just staying in the moment with the Lord. And that's what's carrying you through this.
Yeah. Well, I never stayed in the moment in the past. Marty was this busy guy running all over, Italian-American, you know, just too busy. And until I stopped and I started to spend time with Jesus alone and then reading some of the great saints. I mean, if you read saints and their lives, I don't really like to read too much about their lives. I like to read what they say. You know, I like to read about what they applied in their lives. And one of the things that most of them talk about is the fact that the present moment is where the Holy Spirit lives. Okay, the past is gone. can't change it. The future's not even here yet. But the Holy Spirit lives in the present moment. So if we're too busy, you're going to miss it. So that's why you close your eyes. That's why you go into your heart and you just spend time with God, because the present moment is where the Holy Spirit can say to you. And remember, people say, well, he doesn't talk to me. I don't hear him. No, I don't hear him either. But you want to know something? You have a thing called the conscience. That's right. If you steal something and you walk away and all of a sudden you realize it's wrong and you go back and you put it back, you knew it was wrong. That's your conscience. God spoke to you. You listen to him. So if you do it more, you'll hear him more. And as you hear him more, the present moment becomes powerful. For instance, I walked into a restaurant in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the hostess, she led us to our table. So before we went to the table, I said, what's your name? She says, Adriana. I said, Adriana, it's a beautiful name. She goes, oh, thank you. And she leads us to the table, and we eat for 2 hours. On the way out, as I'm moving out of the restaurant, I don't leave. I turn around, and I go, Adriana! And she turns, she goes, yes? I said, bye, thank you so much. She runs up to me and she says, you made my day. Nobody ever notices me. Nobody remembers my name. And she's standing there smiling. I'm telling you, that's all it takes. Oh, it might just be a smile, just a hello. Thank you for taking care of me. What's on your mind? Can I help you? Simple things. That's being in the present moment.
There are so many beautiful books and sayings by the saints about living in the present moment, Marty, as you know. We could be fed on some of the writings of the saints. And, of course, our sacred scripture. I mean, it's just so powerful. But, you know, today, I'm not even sure some of our spiritual leaders are teaching about living in the present moment. It's always, you know, envision the future. And when God is saying, I'm trying to talk to you now, today, when you're all broken up, when you're sick, when your family's in disarray, you know, what do you say to somebody right now who's listening, who has such anxiety? I mean, doctors are throwing pills out at people. I've never heard of so many people suffering from anxiety in my life. And then you're saying, you know, stay in the day. What do you say to somebody who right now is suffering from anxiety, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual? How do they stay in the day, Marty?
Okay, let's go back. There's two things here. The first thing is, don't worry about your spiritual leaders. Don't worry about the politicians. Don't worry about all that. You know why? Because if you're stuck there, that's not good. That's negative. What you want to do is let them live their lives, pray for them, and then you be the change. Mother Teresa said, you don't have to become the Pope or the President. All you have to do is love where you are every day. Be the pencil in God's hands. So this is powerful. So don't worry about anybody else. You be that. Now, how do I do that, Marty? I'm in pain right now. How do I do that? I'm going to give you a story. My father was in a coma, all right? This was 3 days before he died, all right? He was in a coma in a hospital, and I would go to visit him. I wanted to go visit him alone because I wanted to pray with him, sing to him, just alone. I wanted to be with my father in his final days, even though he was in a coma. And the last time I saw him, his eyes were closed. He was laying down in bed, and all of a sudden, his body propped up, boom, straight up, looked right at me. He opened his eyes. I was at the base of the bed. He looked at me, and he said these words: "Be joy filled." And then he went back, went into the coma, died later. And I said, "Wow!" I ran to the Blessed Sacrament. I said to Jesus, I got on my knees. I said, "Why didn't he say be joyful? That means happy." He specifically said, "Be joy filled." And Jesus told me in my heart, here's what he said. He said, because that's filled with me. Be filled with me. That's the answer, people. Your creator, the one who made you, the one who loves you, the one that wants to spend eternity with you, is joy-filled, brings you into joy-filled. But when you're worried about everything else and you're all over the place, you're not filled with him. You're not together. You're not holding his hand. You're not letting him hug you. This is powerful. Be joy filled. Filled with Jesus. Filled with God's love. This is powerful. And this will keep you going. You might say, Marty, you're praying and it's easy for you. No, it ain't. No. You got to practice. If you want to hit a baseball, you practice. If you want to get closer and closer to God and be his instrument, you got to practice, but you got to say it. God, that guy Marty's nuts, but, you know, I want to be like that. I want to go out there. I want to feel that. Help me. Boy, he's going to help you. I'm telling you, he's going to help you. Amen.
Well, Marty, he has certainly helped you in your life. Some of our listeners may not know you. We have so many new listeners from across the United States, but because we're setting the stage of you are suffering now from an illness and how God is using you so powerfully in Our Lady to bring forth joy and support and healing to others, can you just give a quick synopsis of your background for all those new listeners who may just be tuning in? Who in the world is Marty Rotella and where did you come from?
My mother used to say, "Who do you think you are?" She used to say that. I love my mother. She's great. God bless her. I was in pop music. I was a professional singer at the age of 14, and I was a pop singer from 14 to 24, 10 years of my life. I left God, and my God became fame, fortune, and money. And that came in quickly because I was singing the national anthem for major league teams. I was writing commercials. I was in singing in movies. I was offered a record contract to open in Las Vegas for gigantic acts. And the record contract was $3 million, $2.2 million, plus a house in Tahoe. We're talking $3 million back in 1980. So I was 25. This is everything I wanted. But thank God my mother's prayers kicked in, because my lawyer said to me, he said, if you sign this contract, you'll sell your soul. I said, what do you mean? I don't care about my soul. I said, I just want to become rich and famous. He goes, no. He goes, you'll sell your soul. He goes, this is run by some really bad dudes. And you're gonna have to do whatever they tell you once you sign a contract. Like what? They said, well, would you write music for X-rated films? I said, I would never do that. That disrespects women. No, you have to. They own the companies. And what if I say no? I was a wise guy. Oh, they'll never harm you. They'll harm your loved ones. You got to do what they tell you. So that's one of the reasons why I couldn't sign this contract. And then my mother was telling me, she was praying for me. She goes, I've been praying for you. I said, what do you mean praying for me? She said, I've been praying a rosary for you your whole life. She said, you're in bars and discotheques. She said, at 14, she said, I know you were doing the wrong things. So I'm home on my knees praying. I said, why the rosary, Ma? She said, that's holding Mary's hand. I said, why would you hold Mary's hand? Because she stood at the cross. His best friends ran away. I want to stay at the cross. And I looked up at Jesus every night, and I said these four words for you. Jesus, protect my son. You did that for me? Yep. And that's the greatest thing. I said, Ma, that's better than your cooking. And her cooking was phenomenal. Well, I'm telling you right now, that's it. Jesus, protect my son. And she prayed with Mary, holding Mary's hand. That was it. That's why I didn't sign the contract. And then I realized that I got to get back to God. God was stepping in here, stopping me from becoming that Hollywood token that everybody wants to, you know, jump in and use and abuse. And nope. There's something else. And then he started writing these songs. Once I gave him my life, he started writing these songs. And these songs come, and I don't want to write them. They just come. And they're all for our faith. I've written over 4,300 songs for our faith since 1980, and it's about 100 a year, and I'm just open. And then I try to record as many as possible and then let people use it. I send them out for free. I send them over the wavelengths. Yeah, use it. Use it in your prayer group. Tell people to use it. And I get all these stories of people using the music. So that's been my journey. And then I love giving retreats with the music. So that's been a big thing, how the retreats, giving retreats plus the music has been a really powerful thing for me. That's what I enjoy the most. So that's a synopsis.
Well, that, my friends, that's not even a tenth of his life. That's not even a tenth of his life. We could go on for hours and hours, and it's just, I wanted to give a brief background of Marty, because we have so many new listeners, and I don't want to take it for granted that all of you know him, even though he's been on the air with me many, many times, and he's well known in the Philadelphia, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware corridor, and across the United States. I wanted to give you a brief background of who is this guy preaching the word about staying in the day, about I will, and the Lord alone. And now you tell me you've written over 4,300 songs. The last count I had was 2,000.
You got to keep up with the Holy Spirit.
I mean, I lost you the last couple years with the amount of songs that you're writing. Now, Marty, tell our listeners right now, when the Lord gives you a song, for example, the Lord alone. Is it in the right. Your apartment? Is it by the stream? Is it before the Blessed Sacrament?
Okay.
How does this come about?
I got to be open everywhere, because it happens everywhere, in the car, by the creek. But Lord alone happened at my house. It happened right on my couch. I was sitting on my couch, and the whole idea came. Then what I do is I'm led to the library. My local library has a beautiful table off to the side that's very peaceful and quiet. And what I do is I put the song together there lyrically. Then I use lyric editors to help me. Then I go see my brother, and we work on a melody. I work on a melody. Sometimes I have it. Sometimes I ask him to help me before, you know. And then we put it on a pile, because there's so many songs I have, until God shows me which ones to record. And, of course, I just recorded I Kiss You With My Heart, The Lord Alone, and I Will, all because I'm going through what I'm going through. But he's telling me everybody's going through this right now. It's a tough time of history right now. There's a battle going on. Get these songs out there so people can use them and they can share them with others to help people get through these times.
Marty, are they recorded yet or just written down?
Those three are recorded.
So how would one hear these things at this point?
I think you can go to YouTube. They're probably all over the place. YouTube, just put Marty Rotella songs. Go to YouTube. You can see a lot of videos of me on YouTube, of me teaching or singing. But the songs are out there. Those three songs are out there. So you can find them. I don't know much about the, because I have people that work for me that do all of this for me. So I go in, I record it, then I go home and I keep working on other stuff, and they get it out to the world for me. So it's on Spotify, it's everywhere. You can see the music everywhere. But I think YouTube is where you can actually put my name in and you'll see the songs, yeah. And you can put the title
About a week or so ago that sometimes at night I put Alexa on and I'll say the Divine Mercy Chaplet Prayer, and 100 songs come up over a couple hours, and yours is always the first one that comes up. And the other night I heard, the Blessed Mother song, I Am Your Mother. And I'm like, is this Marty's own station now? What's going on? It's powerful. You're all over. I mean, you are all over. And it's such a gift because I knew you when. You were in a tent.
Yeah. Yeah, we have no control over that. God has been
up in northern.
God gets it out there.
Well, no, up in Ben Salem area. That's when I first met you when you wrote the song "Touch Me, Lord."
Right.
How many years ago is that?
We're talking before color television, probably.
It probably is, Marty. You know, I really want you to minister to our listeners right now, because a lot of people, as you know, are just getting out of work. And I just, your sense of enthusiasm and joy is contagious. I do know that you have your dark times as well. You are human. And the importance of spiritual direction and the sacrament of reconciliation in your life when you start to spiral down.
Yeah, well, that's all there. That's all there. But I tell people that it's in your hands. Okay, now the word is hope here. Hope. Yeah, you can have a spiritual director. That's great. You can go to the Blessed Sacrament. There's so many things you can do. I go down to the creek. All right. But my thing is, it's in my hands. It's in my heart. God lives in my heart. So what do I want to do with that? So people, I throw it out at you. You want hope? You start it. You know, that everybody's like, oh, I want somebody to come into my life and give me hope, a spiritual director or whatever. No. You start it. And this is really powerful, okay? Now, you bring me hope. One day I just sat there and I started writing all the names of the people that bring me hope. I couldn't stop. I went page and page and page. All these friends, all these people, all my relatives that are bringing me hope, and that's God, you see? So the key here is if you have nobody, you can't write anybody down there, you got God, though, see? So you bring me hope. You is a pronoun. It represents God. It represents other people. So what I do is I love to hold a crucifix. I just hold the crucifix, and I look at it, and I just do this. You bring me hope. You bring me hope. And then I do this. It's you and me. Me and you. You see what we're doing here? You see, it's up to you, people. You bring me hope, God. We'll mean it. Do something about it. Like I said, grab a crucifix. Just sit there. Look at him. Start talking to him. You bring me hope. You and me. Me and you. You created me out of love. You want me to go out and love others. I can't do it alone. I got to do it with your love. I don't want to give it half-assed. I want to give them the best. See, the more you do that, the more you work on yourself, the more you say, it's in my hands, and you go into your heart, and you speak with the love of God that's in your heart, your world will change.
Well, speaking of the world, do you have hope for the world? I have to ask every special guest, this because I expect an authentic answer. Do you have hope for the world, Marty?
You know, I know who wins in the end. Yeah. I read the book.
Yeah.
I know who wins. It's there. And the end result of our life is heaven. Hope is heaven. They're two H words. It's so simple. What are you striving for? I'm striving for heaven. Yeah. So there's your hope. Yeah. So there's no problem with hope. There's no problem with that because it's there. I know who wins, and I want to be on his team. I'm going to practice so I can be a starting shortstop and hit home runs and run those bases and slide and just be the best I could be.
Well, Marty, you certainly have given our listeners a lot of hope today, and I pray that my dear friends and listeners, please pray for Marty's upcoming transplant in October, if it is to be in October, and for a recovery that's filled with hope and joy and support. And Marty, how do you still have your website up if they want to look on your spirit website? Tell our listeners how they can look you up.
Well, it's spiritpowermusic.org. It's real simple. Spirit, power, music. Three words, one in one. Spiritpowermusic.org. And if you put my name in anywhere, like I said before, I think the best thing is YouTube. Just throw my name in videos, press videos, Marty Rotella, and you can see, so many things. And hopefully it'll help you. You can use it, too. Use my music. And if anybody needs music, you know, and if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. We ought to get the word out, the love of God. That's what we want to do.
Well, thank you for being with us today, Marty. You are always a ball of energy and hope. No matter what time of the year, no matter what's going on, you are always so uplifting for our listeners. And I thank you so much for being with us today. And may Our Lady of Guadalupe wrap you in her mantle.
Amen. I love you. I love you.
Love you. God bless you, Marty. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. Well, that's a whole other program with Marty, Our Lady of Guadalupe. In his apartment, he has a gigantic picture of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And we've done a few programs on Our Lady of Guadalupe, Marty explaining the different parts of the image. We may have to do that again on December 12th this year, have Marty back to describe the different parts of Our Lady of Guadalupe and what she really is asking all of us at this time in history. I wanted to bring to you another program of hope today because sometimes I get calls off the air of people who are feeling hopeless. And when I first heard that Marty had a specific blood cancer, my heart sank to the floor. And to hear his sense of joy and hope and that he's writing music through this gave me hope. So I pray that if you're feeling down and out today, that you know that God has the answer. And then that you are to start your own hope chain. Say, I love you, Jesus. I believe in you, Jesus. I am going to start the hope chain. You know, that it's not going to drop down on your head. It's not going to drop in your mailbox. It's up to you to begin that gift of hope. And that's one of the things that Father Larry Hess taught me probably 10 years ago, maybe a little more than that. It's that regardless of how sick you are mentally, physically, or spiritually, there is hope. Regardless of who you're asking for prayer from, even if they're really in a wretched condition, God hears the prayers of the wretched. He hears the prayers of the sinner. He's a merciful God, and he has a plan for you. He has a plan for me. He has a plan for this amazing Catholic radio network. Don't ever underestimate this radio network. It may not have the bells and whistles, but behind the scenes, so many people have been healed spiritually, emotionally, and physically. We cannot forget that. So if you're feeling sorry for yourself today, as we all do from time to time, I want you to pray for Marty in a very special way. Today, the goal is to pray for Marty. Can you do that? Can you do that for all the times he's reached out to you to pray for you? And don't forget, spiritpower.org. You can download or you can hear his music or YouTube, and it's free. He'll come to your parish. I wouldn't plan anything till 2025. There's so much hope in this radio broadcast. And I pray that even though it's only an hour a week, that you are touched in a very special way. Because, look, I am one of those individuals that goes down the rabbit hole once in a while thinking, oh, you know, I really, I don't know if I'm supposed to be doing this at my age. What does God want of me? And he always, right, as I dial into the radio network, he always lets me know, yes, this is what I want you to do. And I'm not telling you where you're going, but this is what I want you to do week to week. And you're to take it week to week, only week to week. So I'm so grateful for In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. And I know that all the broadcasters who are on, even after me and the following days ahead, all have your heart in their hearts. They are kissing you, as Marty said, with the heart of the Lord. And they want you to be whole and to be fed. So turn off the awful news on TV and listen to this radio network, because let me tell you, behind the scenes, someday all the broadcasters should come in the studio and share some of the stories of the power behind the scenes, the power from the Dom Lettieri days to the Catholic Unity Conference to Kathleen McCarthy days. It's unbelievable. The lives that change. And by the way, if you're praying every day, pray for all the people who ask Kathleen McCarthy to pray for them. My husband and I started this probably a year or so ago, praying for all the people that text or call Kathleen and ask for prayer. So join me in bringing up and interceding for everyone who's hungry for prayer today, hungry for hope, and hungry for the hand of the Lord to be with them in his gift of mercy. So until next week, my friends, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you, and know that you are special. Make your life something beautiful for God. God bless you.
Be alert, stand firm, trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next week for a new dose of hope.